No anxiety.
I want to talk about now something that is nogea to many people, and because of it, it's also a makor for a little bit of confusion, but it's important. When you travel on Pesach, okay? Bedikat chametz, when it comes to traveling on Pesach. Yes? Now, I'm going to break up traveling into three categories. There's three basic places that you can go when you're traveling away from home on Pesach. Meaning, besides for being home, you can either go to a hotel, or you can go to an Airbnb-like situation where you rented a house, or you can go to family and friends and stay there, where you're not renting, you're just staying there and you're staying in a bedroom. Programs are usually in hotels. Now, why did I split it up like that? Because each of them have a different halacha. Interesting. For bedikat chametz, watch. In general, if you look at the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Davav, Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Taf Lamed Aleph, the halacha is, if you leave your home 30 days, within 30 days of Pesach, even if you don't plan to be home for Pesach at all, you plan to just be away. The halacha is, the Chachamim said that the halachot of Pesach start 30 days before. To what extent? If you leave the house within 30 days of Pesach, you have to do bdikat chametz, no bracha. Birkat bdikat chametz only starts from the night of bdikat chametz, the night of Erev Pesach. This year, a night earlier because of Shabbat. However, that being said, you have to check. And if you find anything, you have to destroy it. If I leave my house before 30 days, meaning if I leave my house for Pesach, before Purim, the halacha is, even if there's chametz there, the chachamim didn't require me to check. And I don't have to destroy either. I could just do the bitul, vizil. If I plan on coming home to my house, now let's say I left my house, Chanukah, but I plan on coming home on Pesach, what's the halacha? Even when I leave on Chanukah, I have to do bdikat chametz and biyom chametz for the things because I plan on coming home then. It's halacha. Now, in general, when people are leaving home and they're traveling for Pesach, nowadays, the halacha is a little bit different. Let me explain. When the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say this halacha, they were not talking about a situation where a person is doing mechirat chametz. Yes? Mechirat chametz, large scale, commercially, like we have it today, was not a thing, Bizman Chazal. You know that. What would people do? They didn't have stockpiles of chametz like we have today. So what would they do? They would eat it, throw it out, do bdika, whatever they found they destroyed, vizel, finito, no more. Yeah? There's no, you say it in Portuguese like that also, finito? Oh. Latin-ish. Oh, okay. Anyway, that was the... No? New generation. Anyway. The, no. Yeah. Ha! Yeah, you see? You can't improve on the original, you know? It's like Pringles. Anyway, kids are... They have Pringles in Brazil? You have Pringles in Brazil?
Okay. It's actually hard.
Bemet?
Yeah.
From where?
Oh, you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, I grew up on Pringles. Probably the most unhealthy thing you can do to your body after Smash House is Pringles. Anyway, kids, it's probably it. Anyway, so they didn't have Mechirat Chametz. They got rid of everything. And that's why it says over there you have to check before and you have to destroy. Nowadays, when we're staying home, it's very simple why we have to do Bdikat Chametz. Why? We're leaving off certain sections where we're selling to the goy, renting the space and selling the chametz to the goy, but there's common areas of the house that we're keeping for ourselves, right? Dining room, living room, kitchen, bedrooms, that's all me. That's all. So you have to do bdikat chametz in those areas. There's actually a machloket, I'm going to come back to this in a second. When does bdikat chametz usually happen? If it. Mechirat chametz, when does that usually happen? Morning after, right? Which means which kicks in first? The chiyuv of bdikat chametz or the sale to the goy? The chiyuv of bdikat chametz. So can I ask you a question? All those places on the night of bdikat chametz that are kind of, you know, closed off, I sealed off to sell to the goy the next morning. whether it's a room or a cabinet or a garage or whatever it is, do I have to do bdikat chametz in those areas? Right now, it's still mine. It's meant to be sold the next morning. Do I have to do bdikat there? Final answer? Right. It's a tremendous machloket acharonim. The Chaya Adam says, hey, wait a second. Still your house. Still your chametz. You got to check that area. The chiyuv bdikat chametz kicked in before you sold it. According to the Chaya Adam, if you don't want to search those areas, you would have to do an early mechira the day before bdikat chametz, so that by the time it comes, it's already rented to him. But if you're doing the regular mechira, which is the morning after, you'd have to check. The Ish el Avraham Bochach, the Chassam Sefer, they argue. They say, what's it going to help you to sell? You're not destroying this. You mean to destroy it tomorrow by selling it to the goy. And what is it going to help you to check? You know that if you check, you're going to find. You have chametz that you're planning to sell there. They say, no point. You do not have to check areas that you mean to seal off to sell to the goy the next morning. V'chein halacha. That's the halacha. The bdikat chametz is only a din derabbanan anyway. We go le'akel, like those poskim mekilim. So now, let me ask you a question. Let's go back here. That's when I'm staying home. So now, if I put chametz in my garage, or I put chametz in an area of my basement, in my kitchen cabinets, or whatever it is, we just said that on the night of bdikat chametz, I don't have to check it, correct? What about the rest of the house that I plan on using? I have to check, yes? Okay. If I'm leaving my house for Pesach, what am I selling? Selling the whole house with the chametz inside, or renting the whole house and being makneh the chametz inside to the goy, which means that technically what? I don't have to check anything. When do we say that you have to check? If you're leaving within 30 days of Pesach, you have to check on the last night before you leave the house without a bracha. That's when you're not selling the chametz. But if you're not going to be home for Pesach at all, and you're going to sell your chametz, so technically you don't have to check at all. Adon Chametz Tzion writes in Ole Tzion Chelegimam. He says, hey, wait a second. Okay, maybe your house is not going to need bdikat chametz, because at the end of the day it's being sold to the goy, yeah? But what about me? What about me fulfilling the mitzvah of bdikat chametz? How am I going to do that? I can't necessarily exempt myself from a mitzvah. So what am I supposed to do? Comes the Or Letzion with an aitzah. He says, when you fill out the paper for mechirat chametz online or whatever it is, he says, write like this. I'm selling my whole house or renting out my whole house to the goy besides for one room. Leave yourself a room, a bedroom, whatever. And then that last night before you leave for Pesach, you check that room that you don't mean to include in the mechira, and you mekayim the mitzvah of bdikat chametz in that room on the night before you go. That's the chap of the Or Letzion.
As long as that room is ma'ula chametz,
right? As opposed to a bathroom, whatever. It's a bedroom, whatever. Yeah. Good idea. Yalkut Yosef says that's great. No problems with that. But let me ask you another question. Wherever I'm going for Pesach, don't I have to check that room anyways for bedikat chametz? The Or Letzion, that would make sense if I'm going, let's say, to family and friends. Okay? If I'm going to family and friends' house for Pesach and they're giving me a bedroom, whose achrayut is bedikat chametz on that room? Baal HaBayit. And therefore what? I don't have to do it, and I would be shirking my chiyuv bdikat chametz. Then you leave over that one house at home, so you check it before you leave. Let me ask you a question. If I'm renting an Airbnb for Pesach, or if I'm going to a hotel for Pesach, who's the achrayut of the bdikat chametz on? On the renter. But I'm a foreshet also. If you get the keys to a rental before the night of bdikat chametz, the halacha is, it's on the renter. It's on the tenant. You fair? Now, the hair. Now, they notice. They notice. The Syrian look. Now, you know, for Syrian, you need a little bit more in the back. You need like a... You know? Yeah, he's getting it. Anyway, and then the kippah has to be like this. A little bit more forward. Anyway. You need like a paper one. Like the... You know those, the Kotel ones? I love them. I love those. You know when Chinese people come to the Kotel? It's the funniest thing probably on the planet is watching them at the Kotel. Like drinking from the Netilat Yadayim cup. And like oh, nice one. Anyway, so, we love Israel. Anyway. You know what I'm talking about? It's super good. Anyway. So, they love it. They bring the whole photo store with them, you know, the lenses. And the... They have them over there in Montreal also? Pachot, no? Pachot. Anyway. The kids are... So now... When you're going to a hotel, you're going to this place, you do bdika over there. So even if I leave the house, if I sell the whole house and I don't check anything, I'm not relieving myself of the mitzvah of bdikat chametz because I'm just going to do it where I am, belel bdikat chametz. So technically, the Elkut Yosef says you wouldn't need to do the Or Letzion's chap if you're going to family and friends, bevadai bevadai, leave yourself over a room in the shtar mechira to do bdika on the night before you leave. But if you're going to a hotel or you're going to an Airbnb, you have to do bdikat chametz when you go there anyway. So your body is being mekayem mitzvah over there, so sell the whole house, mechpatli. Now, there's no question. Here's another thing. If I have an Airbnb or renting any other apartment, whatever it is, for Pesach, there's no question you have to make bdikat chametz with the bracha. Yes? What about a hotel? Good question. What's the difference? Yefe. So, many poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, they say, same thing. You're renting a house, renting a hotel room, same thing. Du b'dikat chametz, with the bracha, kol b'seder. The Elkut Yosef himself disagrees. He brings down several poskim, the Sefer Kinyan Torah, Sefer Chovat Adar, and others that say a hotel room is much different than a rental of an Airbnb or whatever. Why? In a hotel room, are you renting a specific room? When you go to check in, did you fill out a contract with them about this a specific room? No. You book a room, and which room do you get? Whatever they give you. Not only that, in the bylaws of a hotel, you know, let's say management wants to move you from room to room. Can they? Yeah, they can. It's happened to me. So I'm sorry, I needed this room, I mistaken. Here, we prepared this room for you. They can do it. You know, you might not be happy, but they can do it. Therefore, do you have a kinyan schirut on your room? It's not a real schirut. It's not a real rental. You purchased a zechut to stay somewhere in the hotel. You don't have a specific reshut. That's not considered a schirut. That's not considered a rental, a lease, and therefore it's not enough to make a bracha. You have to check the room, no question. And not only that, you know, if you're going to a Goyish hotel for Pesach, you have to be very careful. You know, it's a big pitfall over Pesach? Snacks. Minibar, right? The snacks. Or the fridge, whatever. Sometimes it's going to have tarovet chametz, chametz mamash. It's not mine. I'm not buying anything. I'm not using it. That's wrong. You know why? When you check out of your room, you know what the first thing housekeeping does before he makes up the room? You know what they do? They check the bar. They check to see if you took anything, which means if anything's missing, by the time you check out of the room, it's on you. That's called achrayuton chametz. If you look in Siman Tafresh Mem, achrayuton chametz is partial ownership. So here's what you do. Ready? Very calm. Huh? No. Before you check in, you say, I don't want it in my room. Take it out. Take it out. If they can take it out, matov munaim. On programs, they do that. Because you're booking like the whole hotel, whatever, so they clear it out. Sometimes they'll say, no, not taking it out. What do you do then? So in Sefer HaShra'ish, I see that Rav Moshe Tursky quotes the Rav Eliashiv, who says that over there it's enough to tell management, I don't want it in my room, And if there's anything missing, I want no responsibility over it whatsoever. It's on you. I want to take it out. You don't take it out, it's on you. And that's enough. Then you can keep it there. You have to cover it, but then you can keep it there.
It's still on you.
Huh?
Even if an item was missing, it'd still be on
your... I told management.
What if they don't agree? Like, okay, who are you? If the pretzels are gone...
You can't force it. I don't want it here. I don't want it here. Come take it out. Too much of a schlep to take it out. It's not my problem. Then you already... I already told them I'm not taking responsibility. You can't just, you have to tell the manager, or somebody in a position of achrayut. Yeah.
Is it like part of the bylaws, part of the contract of being the tao is that you have a hand of those, of the stack?
Yeah. And before I sign it, I say no. The relationship says it must be. I'm telling you, I don't want achrayut. Even if they say, okay, and they don't care what you say, but I said it.
Yeah. If you bought it already, like, you already have those.
Yeah.
You take already said that you're gonna.
No, before I go into the room, before I take the room, I say, listen, I'm coming in, whatever. I want you to take the mini bar to the room. Sir, if you're in Israel, they're like, Ma pitom. And if you're in America, I'm so sorry, sir. You know what I'm saying? I say, I don't want it. Yeah, go ahead. In Israel, by the way, the Rabbanut, if the hotel is under the Rabbanut, they make them take it out. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Also not, because the management can still move you from room to room. Even if the Pesach program booked the whole hotel, management can still come and say, okay, for no reason whatsoever, you move to this room and you switch with, like, why? Yeah, good. No, I said no. You say yeah, I say no. I would say if you did a Mechirat Chametz, if you had a Mechirat Chametz, that would be included as well. Because when we sell Chametz, we're not only selling Chametz that we own, we sell Chametz that is under Achrayut too. So, worst case scenario, it'll be covered under your Mechirat Chametz anyway. Yeah, yeah. 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 So I don't want you to be no Seb Shabbat. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
So I never booked a hotel myself, but I would assume that you have some sort of way to guarantee a room, like a specific room.
A specific kind of room.
You can't even pay an extra.
Ocean view, you know, King Suite, all these things you can book. The room number, no such thing. No such thing. No.
But if you were able to, then you would say refund.
Yeah, but that's not what a hotel is. When did you ever book a hotel and they give you the room number? It doesn't happen. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, that's, you can book the kind of room. You pay for, you know, this tier room, Ocean View or City View, you know, all the hotels on Collins, you can have the then but they can still kick you out. No, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. There's some clothes like that. They have one big sweet conference.
It's a good chayla. It's a good chayla. I don't know. Probably. No, even not. You wouldn't, when you're going to a hotel, you still wouldn't need to do the Arlet Zion Tzchap, because you could still be mekayem b'dikat chametz. The bracha doesn't make it or break it. I'm still doing the mitzvah b'dikat. I have to be bodek tachametz in my room. The shaila is, will I make a bracha? So bracha is not taking away my mitzvah. That's obvious. Okay, chevra? We're good. Lala tov.